a crew of jovial blades that loved the nut brown ale. They in an alehouse chanced to meet and told a merry tale. A bonny seaman was the first, but newly come to town, and swore that he his gods could burst with ale that was so brown. See how the jolly carman he doth the strong liquor prize. He so long in the alehouse sate that he drank out his eyes, and groping to get out the door, Scot-like he tumbled down. And there he like a madman swore he loved the ale so brown. The nimble weaver, he came in and swore he'd have a little to drink good ale. It was no sin, though it made him pawn his chittle. Quoth he, "I am a gentleman, no lusty country clown, but yet I love with all my heart the ale that is so brown." Then next the blacksmith, he came in and said 'twas mighty hot. He sitting down did thus begin, "Fair maid, bring me a pot. Let it be of the very best that none exceeds in town. I tell you true and do not jest, I love the ale so brown." The pricklouse tailor, he came in, whose tongue did run so nimble, and said he would engage for drink his bodkin and his thimble. "For though with long thin jaws I look, I value not a crown, so I can have my belly full of ale that is so brown." The lusty porter passing by with basket on his back, he said that he was grievous dry and needs would pawn his sack. His angry wife he did not hear, he valued not her frown, so he had that he loved so dear, I mean the ale so brown. The next that came was one of them was of the gentle craft, and when that he was wet within, most heartily he laughed. Crispin was ne'er so boon as he, though some kin to a crown. And there he sate most merrily with ale that was so brown. But at the last a barber he a mind had for to taste. He called for a pint of drink and said he was in haste. The drink so pleased he tarried there till he had spent a crown. 'Twas all the money he could spare for ale that is so brown. A brewman as he passed by his morning's draught did lack, because that he no money had, he pawned his shirt from his back, and said that he without a shirt would cry brooms up and down, but yet quoth he, I'll merry be with ale that is so brown. But when all these together meet, oh, what discourse was there? 'Twould make one's hair to stand on end and hear how they did swear. One was a fool and puppy dog, the other was a clown. And there they sate and swilled their gust with ale that was so brown. The landlady they did abuse and called her nasty whore. Quoth she, do you your reckoning pay and get you out of door. Of them she could no money get, which caused her to frown. But loath they were to leave behind the ale that was so brown.